Requiem at the Refuge by Sister Carol Ann O'Mary. The following material appears on the book's dust jacket. In Sister Mary Helen's new outing as an inadvertent detective, the elderly nun must make do without her even more elderly sidekick, Sister Eileen. Eileen has gone back to Ireland to be with her dying sister, so Mary Helen has no one with whom to share her fears when the head of St. Francis College dies suddenly and is replaced by the coldly efficient Sister Patricia. Surely, Mary Helen feels, she will be swept aside as too old in the clean sweep Patricia is famous for in the order. To her rescue comes the much younger Sister Anne, who runs the Refuge, a shelter for homeless women, although Anne doubts whether Mary Helen can deal with the kind of women who seek refuge there. Kindness leads her to ask the nun to volunteer at the center, and Anne quickly learns that the women's blue language, gritty lifestyles, and casual moral standards don't daunt the dowdy old woman. Even though Mary Helen is saddened when a very young woman who frequented the center is found murdered in an alley behind the building, her sympathy does not deter her from pursuing the clues she uncovers. The homicide detectives assigned to the case, Kate Murphy and Dennis Gallagher, have dealt with Mary Helen before. Now they are very firm about warning her to tend to her sisterly duties and let them do the investigating. Sister Mary Helen has been warned, but that does not mean Sister Mary Helen has been stopped. In this, the ninth in Sister Carol Ann's series featuring the genuinely lovable, independent, and sensible Mary Helen, readers will be happy to find that age doesn't seem to be slowing Mary Helen down a bit, in spite of what Sister Patricia, the queen of the clean sweep, may think. And don't the two homicide detectives wish that it would?